The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Their numbers are dwindling, and on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, many of the men who stormed the beaches that day realize this may be their last chance to come back.
I'm proud to be here to help see what has happened.
Charlie Wilson is one of them, and you'll hear his story after this from David Harris of AJC. Charlie Wilson still remembers the time, 6:30 a.m., as he landed in the first wave on Utah Beach. He was 18.
I was scared to death, and I was shaking. And I was wondering, are they going to kill us?
His mission that day was pretty simple. Once he landed on the beach,
get off this daggone beach and get out of here, and never look back.
Charlie is 88 now, and might never have been able to come back to Normandy, because as a school principal in Kentucky, he retired at a salary of just $19,000 a year. But the French government offered to pay his way, so that the grandchildren of those he helped to liberate could meet him in person to say thank you.
I will always remember his emotion. It was really breathtaking.
And American students got a lesson too, because accompanying Charlie to Normandy was a group of high school students from George Rogers Clark High in Winchester, Kentucky, who could look at the beach, look at those cliffs, and walk through the German gun emplacements, and wonder just how those 18-year-olds did it.
If we can't show this kind of respect to someone who is willing to lay down their life for people they don't even know, then I don't know what kind of respect that we can give people.
Thank you. We will never forget.
All veterans are my heroes. I'd still go back today if I had to, because I'm still, any kids around here, I could still kick butts if I had to.
And I think he means it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.